Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you here. November 6, 2014. Two a day, three a day, four a day. Let's see how many a day, how many podcasts we can get out there. Here one, here two, three, four. Get my auctioneer voice going. That's also my craps table voice when I'm rolling dice at the craps table. Give me a two and a three, a five and a six, for you, three, four and a two, two and a four. It's awesome, man. It's awesome. You got to be in an interesting business. You want to make money. You want to be successful. You want to have an impact. Be interesting. Want to be broke? Be boring. Hey, I got a great story locally here in Cincinnati, Ohio. We have an absolute hero, a young lady named Lauren Hill. If you're not familiar with her story, you're going to be because that's the highlight of today's podcast. It's inspiring. I mean, it's very, very inspiring, but it's also very sad on a lot of levels, especially if you have kids of your own, daughters of your own. It's a story that'll tug at your heartstrings regardless if you have kids, but this is why it hit me so much because I have four daughters of my own, one fighting for her life in the NICU in Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati Medical Center. It's a wild story. So let me get into it. I'm looking at Channel 12. We got a television station, Local 12. Actually, Local 12 was the one that highlighted my daughter, Susan, about eight weeks ago during her fight to when she was in the NICU, still is, but back about 6-8 weeks ago, she was the subject of a story on Preemies. So I got on Local 12's website to read more about Lauren Hill, L-A-U-R-E-N. You can Google her name. Here's the background of the story, all right? So the gist of Lauren's story is 49 days after her 18th birthday, an MRI revealed a brain tumor, DIPG, diffuse intrinsic pontine galoma. It's not a mass, but it's actually a cancer with roots at the base of her brainstem with growing tentacles weaving through her nerves. It's inoperable. It's a terminal illness. So the best doctors could hope for was maybe 2 years to live. Now, keep in mind, prior to her 18th birthday, Lauren was a vibrant, energetic girls basketball player at Lawrenceburg High School, you know, some 30 miles outside of the city of Cincinnati here. And she committed to play at Mount St. Joseph's, which is a Division III college here in the city. And like any 18-year-old girl, fired up, you know, excited. Then she gets this diagnosis 49 days after her 18th birthday. Still committed to play to Mount St. Joe's. Had the best of intentions. You know, could she still go through and play basketball? She wanted to. And basically it was this. If you can still go through chemotherapy and radiation, you can play. And she did, not like she used to, though, but giving up. And here's the key, guys. Giving up was not an option. And she just wanted to experience life. And she didn't want any special treatment or anyone to feel sorry for her, but she just wanted to be there, not only for her family, especially her family, but also her teammates. And she just wasn't going to give up. Her motto was to never give up. Not that she ever did before, but it's just this changed her, obviously. And it's just, as I read this story and I think about this story with three girls of my own, I can't ever imagine, you know. And I guess that's the thing. You can't imagine until you're thrown into the situation. Lauren told our local Channel 12 here that she never gave up for a second, even when she got the terminal illness, because she never thought about sitting back and not living life anymore. Think about that. How many of us sit back and just live life? Or more, let life live us, you know? And it's just, after she had been given this diagnosis for the past year, her family has gone on really a bucket list of trips. Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, they had a Make-A-Wish trip to Hawaii. But mostly, and this is awesome, Lauren likes to spend time at home with her brother Nate, who's a junior at Lawrenceburg, and her sister Erin, who's in the eighth grade at Lawrenceburg. And another MRI just recently, a couple months ago. The date of this podcast is November 6, 2014. So just to give you some context to time here. A couple months ago, she had another MRI, and she knew in the back of her head that it had grown. And there's nothing they can really say. It hasn't gone away. Matter of fact, it got worse. So doctors advised the family to get their things in order, and Lauren would not make it past December, next month, okay? And to Lauren, that meant she still had time to make her dream come true. So on her 19th birthday, they had a surprise party for her after practice, her teammates. Her dream was to play college basketball. That's her dream. You know, they had a birthday party for her last month, and there was a lot of hugs, some tears, and a few presents. But Lauren's ultimate dream was to play college basketball. And that's kind of where we are right now. They have their first game against Hiram College. It was an away game scheduled for November 15th. All right. But Hiram worked and the NCAA worked to bring the game to Lauren's home gym in Cincinnati. And actually, I believe they played the game at Xavier. Xavier College opened up their gym because there was 10,000 tickets sold. Guys, it's a Division III women's college basketball game. If you don't live here in the States, that ain't popular. They might get 100 people at a game, okay? The NCAA did make an exception, and they had the game here. It was over this past weekend, and it was just amazing. It was an event. I mean, LeBron James tweeted about it. Fred Jackson, the running back for the Buffalo Bills in the NFL, was in attendance because he played Division III. And all you got to do is just go to Twitter, and you can see the amazing outpouring of love. Hashtag layup for Lauren, the number four. Hashtag layup for Lauren. Layup number four, Lauren. And you can just see all of the thousands and thousands of tweets about this girl. I mean, gosh, she's going to be dead next month. Next month, that's it. At the age of 19, her life is over. It's ended. And yet she's still putting everybody in her life first, you know? And I can't even imagine being Lauren, but more from a father's perspective, I can't imagine losing a child after they've been with you for 19 years. And all she wanted to do was make a layup, score a basket in college, because she's getting worse. Her condition is getting worse. She doesn't have much more time to live, and she's been advised at the age of 19 to gather her, get her personal things in order. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, this was not an easy story to listen to, because it hits us all. And I think from my perspective, it's not easy to tell. It sucks. It sucks on so many levels. As a father, as a person, as a human being, all you want, you don't want to outlive your kids. That's not the grand plan in life. And I know a few people. I almost said I know a lot. I don't know personally a lot. I know a few of my friends who've lost siblings that are our age. I think about Carla Zandi back 2 years ago now, who died on her 45th birthday from stage 4 breast cancer. And, you know, it hits us. And it hits us all differently. For me, it hits me like just a big bucket of cold water thrown right in my face. I mean, I don't go searching for these stories. Like, I don't go searching for people who have 30 days to live, 60 days to live. But because of the niche that I'm in, they happen because I subscribe to Twitter feeds. I search for inspirational stories because I also want my kids to understand how precious life is, how it can literally be gone. But everybody says that. You know, that's the wild thing. A lot of people, oh, life is short. Do you really believe life is short? Do your actions speak to that? Do you still get pissed off when somebody cuts you off in traffic, or if somebody doesn't pay you back on a loan they owe you, or if somebody did you wrong at a business or a family member did this or that? Do your actions speak to that, or are those just words? Because if you were Lauren Hill, you would act a lot differently, a hell of a lot differently than you're acting right now. And we had this amazing event in Cincinnati this past weekend, this layup for Lauren. The 10,000 people were in attendance, a who's who of Cincinnati, everybody tweeting about it, because this 19-year-old girl is living her life out loud in front of millions of people now. It wasn't millions of people until the story caught and went viral. But now everybody's watching Lauren Hill. I mean, seriously, this is what we just talked about this past week, really every week of the Everyday Saturday podcast. You can give back and you can impact people worldwide because the problem is, and I think I went into chapter and verse about this a few days ago on the show, you don't believe that your story, like you may be here, well, I don't have a story like Lauren. Do you want a story like Lauren's? Do you want to be dead in 6 weeks, 4 weeks? No, you don't. So be careful what you wish for. You've got a powerful story and a message to share with people out there, but you got to get it out there. Man, I tell you, I read this story. I've seen it. Obviously, it's been on the television stations all around Cincinnati. ESPN featured it as well. And it just shook me to my core because I can't imagine what her parents are going through right now, having to prepare for the last few weeks of their child's life while their child is still alive. I mean, she's still there, and it's like living through your own funeral. But here we are. We're all living our own funeral. I mean, we're getting closer to the day we die than we're getting closer to the day we were born. Would you agree with that? I mean, is that a true statement? We're getting closer to the day we're going to die than we're closer to the day we were born. But we're still living as if we were just born yesterday in so many ways, in so many ways. I look at Facebook. I'm going on a major unfriending spree in Facebook because I understand. You want to promote your business, your brand, your money you made and things like that. I don't need to see it every minute of every day. Seriously, guys, I don't know what social media training you've been through, but if it tells you to post every single time about your business and how great it is, that's lame. I mean, is there any substance to your life? Do you seriously have any substance to your life? Is that all you're going to post about? Or maybe it's politics. We're 2 days removed from the election, and everybody's still, either depending on what side you're on, Democrats are boo-hooing and Republicans are gloating, and it's just so wrong on so many different levels. I mean, look, it's your social media platform. You can do with what you want, but don't bitch to people about money and how you can't get anything off the ground, because it's not about, here's what I love. When people think, well, social media doesn't work. No, I can't get it. It's not because of right now it doesn't work. It's because of the person that you've put out there for the last 4 years, the last year. So you've been talking about everything that's wrong with the world for the last 24 months, and now all of a sudden you get yourself a brand that you want to build and nobody's following you? I'm shocked. No way. Seriously? You've been bitching and moaning about your life for 2 years straight, and now you're trying to build a brand and nobody's jumping on board. I can't believe it. So as I look at my own Facebook feed, I see, and look, it's my fault. I mean, I don't know. I either accepted these people. I haven't sent a friend request in probably 4 years. So I've accepted these people as my friends, but shame on me. First of all, shame on them for sending me the firm request to just spam their news feed with biz ops and money and all that stuff. But shame on me for keeping them as friends. See, you have 100% control of your life of who you accept as a friend and who you don't accept as a friend. And in reality, see, Facebook isn't real. Nobody has 5,000 good friends. It's just not, and I'm got both hands in the air. I don't know these people. You know, I'm a marketer though. So I open my wall to everybody out there. But I don't need to see what's going on out there. That's the thing. Have some substance to your life, man. Why don't you mix in a post here and there about what you're doing that doesn't involve money or politics every single minute of every single day? You know, why don't you have some depth to your thoughts? You know, I mean, people get in. I think I might say this on every episode now for the rest. I've said it every time this week. Be what? Interesting. Get in the interesting business. You're not going to build a brand just because, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on Twitter. That's what I'm going to do. You want to know something wild? People actually do that. They say, I'm going to get on Twitter because I've got a brand to build. Okay, you're missing it. You have no idea what you're talking about. I'm going to get me a Facebook fan page. And once I get me a Facebook fan page, I'm going to build my brand. No, it doesn't work that way. You've been building your brand for the last 10 years, and people have been watching, and they've been forming their opinion. What do you think? All of a sudden, you're going to change your opinion with a 140-character tweet? No. Now, you can redefine yourself, absolutely, but you got to start right now, and it doesn't start with holding up a big, fat check. Now, those of you that know me and been following me, you may say, Sam, you've held up those big, fat checks. Do me a favor. Get on my page right now, Facebook.com/Sam Crowley, and search back and see when the last mention I had of a biz op was and see how often it was, okay? If it's November 6th right now, I'm guessing it was at least 30 days ago, maybe longer, maybe not, maybe it was 23 days ago. And how often did I mention it? Rarely, once a week, maybe, okay? That's what I'm talking about. have 29 days of great content that you're posting, and then hit somebody one day with your biz op or your brand or your business, whatever it is. But if you're going to have that, have a fan page, have a business page. Why don't you have a website? You know, why don't you get it? Separate your personal life from your business brand. And when the two intermingle, like mine does, be first to mention, I live the everyday Saturday lifestyle and promote it. Have some depth and some substance for what you stand for. You know, this whole Lauryn Hill story shook me to my core. I mean, I was watching it literally in tears this past weekend, her first game and how the other team allowed her to score the layup and dribble down the court. And it was a layup for Lauryn, man. And it really brought a lot of the people in our community together, regardless of what your political thoughts were, regardless of race or ethnic group, religious belief, anything. Things like that, stories like that, people like that bring other people together. They bring a melting pot of individuals together. Wouldn't you love to be that person? And you know the good news is you don't have to have 30 days to live to be that person. But you got to act like you have 30 days to live. Does that make sense? That's your mindset. You got 30 days to live. What are you going to do right now? Are you going to bring people together? Are you going to build a movement? Or are you going to continue to major in minor things? Be like Lauryn Hill. And I want you to Google her name, and I want you to read at least one article today about her, okay, and about this journey she's been on. And after you read the article, I want you to close your laptop down or turn your phone off and just think for a little bit quietly about what you can do to add that type of impact to the world. Can you do it? Will you do it? Yes, you will. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.